Kansas City starting a series in Oakland Monday. Jake Junis recalled earlier in the day to make the start, and at the top of the first, the Royals give him an early lead.
Now the 1-0 pitch on the way, and that's a swing and a shot right through Semien into left center, and the Royals take a 1-0 lead. Merrifield scores. It's ruled a base hit for Hosmer. With the infield in, not a lot of time for Marcus to react to his left. The ball just scooting right under his glove, and it's 1-0 Kansas City.
Here's a 3-1. It's hit hard toward right center field and deep. Back on it is Kane to the track at the wall, and he reaches out and he pulls it down. What a catch by Lorenzo Kane. Sprinting from left center to right center up against the wall, and he steals extra bases from Boog Powell.
Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two out, top of the sixth. He is down by a run. His right-hander Jarrell Cotton at the belt. And the 3-2 pitch on the way is drilled down the left field line, hooking in the corner right down the line and gone, and a grand slam. Cam Gallagher with his first major league home run, and it's a grand slam. It comes in the top of the sixth inning, and the Royals take a 6-1 lead. And here's the pitch. It's on the way. Swung on and popped up, left to home plate. Going to be playable. The third baseman, Moustakas, has plenty of room in the coach's box, and he makes the catch two away. Another fastball.
Yep.
And with the bases loaded, once again, the 0-2 check swing, breaking ball away, went around, inning over. Pinder Case didn't like it at all. He's jawing with Will Little. And the A's didn't get as much out of that bottom of the sixth as they could have. They get one, they leave three, and after six, it's 6-2 Kansas City.
The Royals continue their wild card push as they make it three in a row following a 6-2 victory over the A's in Oakland. Jake Junis goes six innings, four hits, two runs to get the win. Jarrell Cotton loses for the A's. He's 5-10, lasting six innings, giving up eight hits, six runs, walking three while striking out two. The Royals now have 148 home runs this season, surpassing their 2016 total. It is their most in a season since 2004. Oakland drops the opening game of their series to the Royals by a 6-2 final. After the game, here's A's manager Bob Melvin.
Yeah, you know, he got off to a little bit of a slow start and then recovered pretty well. You know, and then gets in a situation where he's got the bases loaded, makes, you know, three good pitches, gets Gordon out, you know, has to get one more out to get out of the inning and just couldn't do it. We'll see where it goes. You know, we're obviously want to challenge him and see how he can do. And like I said, he got off to a rough start, but he pitched really well in the middle innings. And, you know, when he gets the bases loaded, he's got a chance to get out of it. And he makes a couple pitches to get into a situation with two outs and then, you know, just couldn't do it to, you know, last hitter hits a grand slam off him. Yeah, you know, he's got a good assortment of pitches. It's leaning on your strength when you need to. But, you know, the first thing, he needs to get a little better control of his fastball command. And, you know, he's got a good changeup, good curveball. All those pitches are complementary pitches if you have a command of your fastball. And I think the one thing he's struggling with at times right now is throwing his fastball where he wants to. Yeah, that's a good word for it. You know, we had a couple situational at-bats where, you know, we didn't need to get a hit. We just need to elevate some balls, get into the outfield, and we popped them up. You know, those two runs probably make it a little bit different. Just not a good game for us all around tonight.
Tuesday left-hander Chris Smith goes for the A's against Jason Hamill of the Royals.